This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering in Minnesota at GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Telephone call number, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the listen line, while we're live, by Global Star is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Yeah, well, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. How's that sound?
That's because you're in the dark.
Yeah,
you're in the dark.
I've always been in the dark. I have no clue what I'm doing. Yeah. Well, I have an agenda today, and I'll talk a little bit about some of that, and then we'll go where you want to go. But I do have some things I need to say. Right now, Seattle is being hammered. I grew up in Seattle, and I've never seen the snow they're currently enjoying. Now, and that's of the 50, 60, 75 years I've lived, I've never seen the snow like it's going down at this moment. And I'm halfway down the coast in Oregon, right next to the California border. And we got 4 inches last night, which was unusual for this time of year. We normally get our snow in late December or early January. That's when the floods will occur. The snowpack is up. You get a warming rain or something, and it floods. Now, this is almost February, and we're getting 4 inches of snow with lightning. Boom, boom, boom. It is real creepy here. And I don't know what this means ultimately. It's just another little storm out of Canada. However, according to Jet Propulsion Laboratory, this is the entry, and that by 2024, there will be parts of Canada that are no longer habitable. That's according to Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Now, none of us know, but the signs are all here. We're having earthquakes and volcanoes going off. CMEs are hitting the Earth right now in unproportional levels. Here we go.
Well, so when I mentioned you're in the dark, I was speaking literally. You literally have a power failure, right?
Yeah, mine went out around maybe 1:30 or so in the morning. Julie's, who was less than, a mile and a half from me, maybe 2 miles? Yeah, she lost hers at 5:30, and parts of town that you can see down the way still have power. I don't know what that means, but I live a little further out. I'm still in the next door to town, just a couple of miles. We have no power since 1:30 or 2 o'clock this morning. So, and, of course, my cell phone, I use a track phone, one of those throwaways, just like in the movies. That has no reception out where I live. So it's kind of useless where I am, except when I travel or something like that or I'm on the road, I can call for help.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. So there is this belief that you can pick up a cell phone as long as the cell phone has a charge and you're going to be connected. And that's not true. Because
that's not true at all. That's one of the reasons I got rid of my smartphone originally. I was going to go into using smartphones because I was doing a lot of travel. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. And what happened is where I would travel, there was no reception. If I went to
Chattanooga, like our house.
Like I would go to Chattanooga. Well, I guess what? I stayed up in one of the suburbs up on the mountain, and there was no reception. I'd go into Denver. I met Denver, big place. But I'd be up in Longmont or someplace like that, and there's no reception. I would go to Illinois or Indiana or Missouri, and like your house, and there's no reception. And so I got rid of my smartphone because where I traveled was the very places that they wouldn't have reception because nobody goes there except farmers. Well, that's where farmers live. That's everywhere I would go, you know, there was no reception. And so with the smartphone for me was not very smart at all. And the way AT&T and Pat Bell and all the rest of them run their operations, it's a bunch of Guido. It's terrible. It's usury. It is compunctory, and you know, I can go right down the words with Slim Talk, and I have to tell you that none of this makes any sense because smartphones are only good for large cities, and when the grid goes down, they're going to be useless. Useless. Absolutely useless. And so you want to get a system that works, that is not the usual suspect, like CenturyLink. I thought CenturyLink would be good, you know, like, no. CenturyLink is just like the rest of them, a bunch of bandits. It's like working on a party line or something.
Rick,
everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, too.
Rick, since you mentioned CenturyLink, it's time for a...
There he goes.
It's time for a public service announcement, according to my atomic clock. So here's the number. It took me 15 years to find this number. CenturyLink used to be a great company. They merged with a company called Embark. 15 years ago, they were excellent. I mean, I would call them up and congratulate them because they were so good. Now I call them up and demand my $50 credit because they're so bad. And they merged with a company called Embark, and they changed their name to CenturyLink. It used to be CenturyTel. Then it was Embark and CenturyTel, and now it's CenturyLink. Well, since they've improved by gobbling up another phone company, their service has gotten awful. So what I do now is when I'm on the air and I get disconnected, or if I try to broadcast as I did this week, and the internet was down and I couldn't get on, I just write down the time that it's down. I call up to find out when it's going to come back, and they tell me, and then it doesn't come back then. So I then call with my landline this number. Now I'm going to give you the number, and you need to write this down. This is the secret number. This is the number that will let you talk to the loyalty department, and they can give you credits that the other guys cannot give you. The other guys might give you $8 or $10. This is the $50 telephone number, and that's what I suggest you ask for if you have a bona fide failure. Okay, here it is, 866-270-7498. 866-270-7498. So I called yesterday. Had another failure this week. I called yesterday and I talked to a young man. And I said, I'm calling for my $50 credit. And he said, well, I want you to call the technical people. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I've already reset my router. I talked to the guys in the Philippines. What they tell me is, I'm sorry about that. Let's reset your router. It's 45 minutes by the time I go through all the prompts, all the buttons I have to push, all the waiting, and then they tell me, you're right, it's down. I'm not doing that. So I'm not calling tech support. I'm telling you that I called the 800 number, and it says there's an outage in your area. It's not me. It's widespread, and I want the $50. credit. Now, and so he said, okay. And I said, by the way, oh, he said to me, what can I, have I done everything necessary to earn a perfect score when you get your survey about the quality of this response on this telephone call that I placed? And I said, well, let me ask you this. He wanted to know if he would get a perfect score so he can get an attaboy or a pat on the back or maybe let him keep his job for another week. So I said, well, you know, when I had a job years ago, I would the annual performance review time would come up, and I would give my guys that reported to me the annual performance review. And I said I would hand it to them, and I would have a copy, and I'd say, I'll tell you what, fill it out tonight, and we'll get together tomorrow, and we'll compare notes. We'll compare your self-assessment of how you did over the year, and I'll compare that with mine. And I'll see how it works out. And I said, so how do you think you did? He said, well, you know, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. And I said, oh, well, I actually thought you did better. I thought you deserved a, you know, a 5 out of 5. And he said, oh, interesting. And I said, but you know what? Every time I've done that with the employees that reported to me, they knew their mistakes. They knew where they messed up. So they always rated themselves lower than I rated them. Interesting, isn't that? And I said, you did the same thing. But I'm going to give you a 5 out of 5, but, you know, I'm looking for my $50 credit. And last thing I said to him was just one quick other question. Have you seen an increase in call volume to the loyalty department? He said, yeah. Yeah, we have. I said, well, I'll tell you why that's happening. So that's because I give out your phone number. So whenever our internet goes down or our phone line goes down, when it comes back, I call for my $50 credit, and then I give my the class, the radio class, your number, 866-270-7498. And I tell them how it works. So you're welcome. And so he said, I wrote that down, and he's going to tell his supervisors. And the point is, I said, look, I feel this is going to happen, one of these two things. Either you're going to stop having internet and telephone service out in our area because you get so many calls and you just don't want to fix it, or you're going to fix it so you get fewer calls. One of those two things is going to happen. And I believe that's correct. So that's the public service announcement for CenturyLink's 866-270-7498. If you have a bona fide reason, give them a call and tell them you heard on the radio that you're entitled to a $50 credit every time it goes down. Rick, any comments?
Yeah, go for it, because they did.
Can you repeat that one more time, please? I didn't.
I said go for it, because they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
They went for it. They took advantage of you. You take advantage of them. What's the difference?
Well, I don't look at it as taking advantage of them. I look at it as settling.
But it's like you have it coming, and the rates that they charge anyway are exorbitant. What they're doing is charging as much as they can without the FCC getting involved. And
that's right. That's exactly right. And it used to be $19.95 15 years ago.
Well, there was.
Now,
there it is, and there we are.
And now,
so they're going to go for it. You get to go for it, too. It's all in the game. And you let them know that, and maybe, just maybe, it won't happen, of course, but maybe they'll change the game so they actually are trying to do the right thing. Good luck with that.
Yep. And the interesting thing is, when you talk to the people at CenturyLink, be really polite. Don't yell and scream at them, because they can give you that credit. And every time the telephone line goes down, I call them for it. Now, they used to say, well, let's see, that's 86 cents because, you know, you've only been down for half a day. And I go, no, it's 45 minutes to an hour on the phone each time I have to call you guys to tell you that it's down. So we'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Maybe we should give another PSA. So, class, if you have the need to have your vehicle towed, you know, to a repair center of some kind, and you have two-wheel drive, you need to have it. You need to have it towed so that the pulling wheels or the pushing wheels are off the ground. So if it's rear-wheel drive, you have the front wheels on the ground as you're being towed. If you're front-wheel drive, you have the rear wheels on the ground if you're being towed. And if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, you need to have all the wheels off the ground, meaning on a flatbed tow truck. Because if you don't, you will probably destroy your transfer case and or your transmission. So I just want to let you know that you can't just pull a vehicle without knowing the drivetrain. It's really important. So look at your owner's manual. It'll tell you. It'll tell you exactly how to tow the car. Because what's happening in the wintertime is cars aren't starting, and they're being towed. So flatbed is always the best choice, but it's a little more expensive in most cases. So I just wanted to mention that. Rick, one of the things that I'm concerned about, and probably you and all, our entire class, I'm sure, is fracking. And that is injecting chemicals into the ground and water into the ground and then causing the ground to fracture and split up. And so those chemicals travel under the ground. What are your concerns about that for water that is potable, drinking water? What are your thoughts?
Well, just right out of the gate, you're contaminating the groundwater. And so the groundwater is a filter, but look at what's happening in Flint, Michigan, and other places like that. The water is full of arsenic now, and it's toxic. And they're beginning to outlaw fracking everywhere except Central and South America. And really, you have no idea what is happening today. The media is not reporting the accuracy of what's really going on. And these big companies like CenturyLink, you know, for oil and whatever, they're out there pumping illegally in other countries where there isn't the scrutiny that would happen here in America. It goes downhill from there. Most people don't realize that Trump gave the okay to take out that creepy general 6 months ago. And why? He was planning a coup against Iraq. Iraq has a government that we may not see eye to eye on and are doing things that we don't want. But the reason they had the huge riots was because of the popularity of that general who was going to do a coup on Iraq. And what Trump did is avoid a war, not create one. Now, I'm not for Trump. I'm just telling you how bad the media is in reporting what's really going on and why. And if you think our phone companies are ripping us off, you have no idea what they're doing in Colombia, Costa Rica. It's terrible. And worse than terrible, that's why they settled in putting all the banks in the Bahamas. They can get away with things they couldn't get away with in Europe.
Rick, I mentioned on the air that people around our neck of the woods think it's a requirement of them to throw their trash out the window of their vehicles as they drive down these dirt roads. And it takes me and our family a long time to go walking down the roads with a 5-gallon bucket and gloves and, you know, picking up the bottles and the McDonald's wrappers and the Burger King wrappers from 20-something miles away and the fast food containers and the beer bottles and the cigarette packages and cigarette butts and the rest of it. It takes a long time for us to pick that up as compared to how long it would take for the people who throw the trash out of their windows to just put it in a trash container and throw it out themselves. And so I look at the oceans and how long it's going to take us to clean up the oceans, and that would be forever, right? I don't think we can clean up the oceans. There's so much plastic in it. My opinion is we need to stop the overpackaging. We need to boycott the companies that sell overpackaged products to make them puffed out, look bigger than they actually are. And when we come back, can you share with us what your thoughts are? Do we just bring all this overpackaging back to McDonald's and bring overpackaging back to the Chinese factory outlet and say, yeah, I know that you guys wanted this back, so here it is. What do we do? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A month after they were approved by the U.S. House, House impeachment managers delivered the two articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed them. House managers will now return to the Senate today to exhibit the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell describes the oath that members will then be taking later today.
Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
The trial itself will begin on Tuesday. The president of Guatemala says Mexico has blocked a caravan of migrants headed to the United States, saying they would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, when I lived in Virginia, you would see these Chinese factory outlet bags, these lightweight plastic bags in the trees. They'd be caught on the barbed wire fences. They'd be blowing in the wind. They're like everywhere. And they were blue, you know, kind of a strange colored blue. And you could always tell because they were the Chinese factory outlet, Wahlburgers, Walmart, whatever you want to call them. Those guys had a unique color blue bag. Well, they decided that people were seeing the bag stuck in the trees and everywhere, that they changed the color to white, just like everybody else's bag. So now you can't really tell from a distance whether it's, you know, the Chinese factory outlet bag or whose bag it is. So it didn't stand out because their bags were everywhere, flying around. So what do we do, Rick? You have any thoughts on what do we do about this overpackaging and plastic everywhere?
That's better living through chemistry with DuPont. And that's where DuPont made his fortune under Rockefeller, was in plastic and overpackaging. Now, plastics today are usually the so-called option that you have between paper and plastic is that the plastic is made from rice hulls that will theoretically break down. I have never seen anything like that break down. In the state of Oregon, there's now a timetable set for them becoming illegal. And so what Walmart has done, come out with thicker, heavier, reusable plastic bags that absolutely will not break down after the sun is gone. And you can, in Safeway or Albertsons, you can buy these boxes that are like mailboxes that I use when I go to the post office every day. I usually have 7 or 8 things to go, and so I have a mailbox that I carry that they give me for, you know, newsletters and or other things like that where you're doing a large mailing. Those boxes are what our future is. And what I do now is I have what are called green bags that I have gotten from organic stores like Trader Joe's or whatever, where you can bring the bag in with you, and you can carry things out. Now, the reason I like them is because I can carry more with less baggage. That means I can load them up, and I can carry 3 bags worth of groceries in one single bag in one arm. That means I can carry 6 bags, what would normally be 6 bags, one in one bag in each arm. 2 bags. And I particularly like the green bag because I feel I have control of my plastic usage. Whenever they offer plastic or paper, I always use paper, but realize that that's also taking down a tree. And so what I'm doing now is I carry these little bags. And these bags are, they will last forever. And I can stack things up, and if I'm very clever, I can get 3 bags worth of groceries in one of those bags, and I can carry it with one arm with 2 fingers. Now, 2 fingers looped under it and my thumb over it. And that's usually how I carry them. And I think that that's the future. I think that carrying our own way home is a better way than having the store conveniently apply it so that the mafia that runs the garbage dump has more larger dumps flowing faster and faster. I remember when Eugene first started a dump near or just off the freeway, and today, less than 30 years later, that is a huge dump that takes over half the freeway side of it's unbelievable. And to realize that all your garbage, you know, your different groups that run the local garbage truck, that's all mafia. That's Italian mafia is what I'm talking about. That's what they went into, just like the Russian mafia went into long haul and dispensaries, and the Mexican mafia went into da-da-da-da-da.
You know, there's a tangent here. For those who have owned Volvo cars, V-O-L-V-O, and we have, our family has, and I thought they were pretty darn good. I mean, they weren't the best looking. They didn't have the best performance necessarily, depending on the model, but they were a solid 9 all the way around. Durability was great. Serviceability was great. But something happened to Volvo, And they were forced between 1978 and 1985 to use biodegradable materials in the wiring. So what would happen is you'd have a bundle of wires to run from the front of the car to the back of the car for tail lights, brake lights, different accessories, and then you'd have your headlights. Well, what they and the engine control wiring, what they used was an insulation that was biodegradable. And what happened is the insulation over time would just flake off the wires. So you'd have a bundle of wires, and as long as it stayed put with a jacket around it, it would probably be somewhat okay. But if it jiggled a little bit, the insulation would flake off and the wires would short, and you'd have to put in a new wiring harness, which is like, I don't know, $1,000, $2,000 for wires because of the exact opposite, designed to degrade over time quickly. So if you have a Volvo that's in 1985 through, let's see, 78 through 85, that is a problem you will have, for sure. And I know that Mercedes has done the similar things because I've noticed their wiring harnesses degrade. So in the headlights of a Mercedes, well, let's say in 1996 through, oh, maybe a 2004, the heat of the headlamp in the headlamp assembly dries out the elastomers in the plastic, and the insulation flakes off, and then the wires can short. So we're going to have problems with that. That's going in the wrong direction. But at the same time, we've got Starbucks and McDonald's and Burger King, and we're just piling up the trash everywhere. And it's nuts.
It's outlawing the cross. I like that.
I think we should be reasonable, and people who go to Starbucks and who are eco-warriors need to realize that they are the problem, okay, or part of the problem. Because on one hand, they can say we need to protect the environment. On the other hand, they take a takeout cup of coffee with a lid. Why? Why not have that coffee at home? Forget Starbucks. Really, forget Starbucks. You don't need to go to a coffee shop to have coffee. You really don't. So, Rick, so we talked about fracking, and is your concern that if this continues, we won't have much safe drinking water?
Well, if all any of this that we've talked about, the phone company, the automobile industry, the fracking, all of it, I think, or we're going to lose it. And it's a question of convenience and the simpleness. The Simpsons and watching TV. What we need to do is complete lifestyle change. Everything that we do.
A lot of us have been taught that Freon is damaging to the ozone layer. And I'm not going to challenge that. I'm just going to say I believe it. Well, if we have appliances that use refrigerant, and if we have appliances that fail after a few years, like, oh, 5, 6, 7 years for refrigerators and freezers now, what happens to that refrigerant? Does someone come and withdraw that refrigerant and reuse it and clean it up, filter it? I don't think that happens as often as we'd like to think it happens.
Yeah, your heating and light, all those power things outside the house are using all kinds of creepy chemistry. It's technology went in wrong directions, and now for convenience, like 5G, you can charge on the fly. By the way, there is no 6G, so there will never be that. 5G is where it's at. Unless, of course, you're in marketing, in which case 5G is fifth generation.
So, back to the Freon for just a second. Let's put this in perspective. So, I would say that close to 100% of the refrigeration devices, when we have a refrigerator that's filled with a Freon, for example, when it's new, and it fails, we just get a new one. So, when that refrigerator ends up in the landfill or recycled, lots of times that Freon leaks out, goes right into the atmosphere.
Most likely, you can count on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so darn close to 100% of the Freon that went into those refrigerators and freezers and compact refrigerators and ice makers and so forth, almost 100% of it goes into the air at some point in time. And the same thing happens with automobiles. So if you have a front-end collision and you smash that air conditioning condenser in the front of your car and the Freon leaks out, you've lost all your Freon. So how many cars would you say lose all their Freon? I would say all of them over time, because there are rubber hoses that fail. There are seals on the compressor that fail. There are O-rings that fail that join metal parts and plumbing of the refrigeration together for these automobiles. So how many times do you go to the shop and say, my AC's not working? And they go, yeah, you're low on Freon. That's because your Freon leaked out. Where did it leak out to? The air. So how much of the vehicles, like all of them, all of the refrigerant ends up going into the air?
If you think we're bad, imagine what's going on in China.
Yeah.
Imagine what's going on in Colombia.
All right, since you mentioned China, I've purchased a set of headlamps for my 2004 Chevy pickup truck. It's a plain Jane work truck. Rubber mats, crank up windows. It just has air conditioning. It doesn't even have tinted, dark tinted windows. It has two little bucket seats, but they're not even bucket seats. They're like a bench seat, but the middle's cut out. I mean, they're not that great. Well, I bought two headlights for this, the replacements, and they were made in China. And so they were shipped here, and I put them in, and I tapped on them to see how securely they were held in place, and both sides popped out. So I pushed them in, they popped out, pushed them in, they popped out. So I got a flashlight, and I looked at why. Well, the hold-down clamp was not manufactured properly in the mold that made the housing of these lights. So I contacted the seller on eBay, and I said, here's what's wrong. And he said, well, what's the make, the model? Just, make sure I've got the right headlight. So I've got the right headlight. Here it is. And I said, so I can fix this. I can glue these permanently in place, and they won't fall out. But I'll never be able to take them out again. So what he offered was a reduced price. And then I filed and shaped and filed and shaped, and finally I got them to fit. But it took 2 hours. That is China. That's the kind of thing that you're going to experience when you buy cheap Chinese junk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we're back, and it looks like there's another number to call for USA Preparers. I'm trying to see. Hey. Okay. All right, I just dialed it, and you can hear me calling. All right, let me give you that number. It's been changed in the last couple of days. So that telephone number is 641-793-4512. 641-793-4512. That's the telephone number for the telephone listen line at Global Star. Okay. Rick, we were talking about so many things. One of the things that has come up is sinkholes. And you can drive around Florida, and all of a sudden the road just opens up and cars just fall in. And it's not just Florida, it's New York State and New York City. And we bore holes in the ground, trench holes in the ground, and then we put pipes in them, and the pipes break, and then the water lines leak, and then they cause sinkholes. What about natural sinkholes? What are your thoughts? Is this something that we're going to see more and more of as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what's happening. The Earth is expanding. It literally is one-fifth fatter today than probably 400 years ago. It's actually expanding. What does that mean? Well, it means that the Earth is starting like a loaf of bread. That's a good way to look at it, with lots of little holes and crevices that are bigger and bigger, like caves, caverns, and Middle Earth. And that's the way to look at it, because the Earth is expanding because of the kinds of radiation that we're now receiving from the sun, causing the Earth to have volcanoes go off. And as they do, they move the plates around. And that's next. The thing that concerns me more than fracking, CenturyLink, and any of it, are the nuclear power plants on the New Madrid fault line. They're all leaking, and they all take a minimum of 1 year power down.
You know, we were talking, you and I did some broadcasts on doublespeak, and here's an example. There was an alert that that there was a nuclear plant failure, and then there was a retraction. No, that was a mistake, and no abnormal radiation was released. Now, that's the doublespeak right there.
Abnormal meaning beyond normal, which is also unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what they're saying is, well, if you read between the lines, well, yeah, we always, or usually, or typically, release radioactive material into the air, or into the water, or into the ground.
You're talking about that alert that happened last week.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the retraction was no abnormal release. So what they're telling you is everything's
not
okay,
panic.
But we didn't release any more than we normally release. That's what they're saying.
But that doesn't mean it's good.
Right. Right. And that's the doublespeak. And that's just a perfect example of doublespeak. And I'm hearing it every day. A couple days ago, I heard the term new and improved. There's no such thing as new and improved in my world. It's either new, never before available, that's new, or improved, or something has gotten better that have already existed. So you can't have new and improved, but that's doublespeak again. So, class, what I'm trying to say is, and Rick and I have done multiple broadcasts on doublespeak, and we tried to inject some humor into it. I thought it was pretty funny. I kind of got some chuckles as I was writing my half. I was amused. You know, simple things amuse me. But in reality, the reason we did that was to teach you that what you may hear in the media may be an absolute lie via doublespeak, designed to mislead you, absolutely mislead you. How about this one? No new taxes. We'll just increase the old ones. That'd be no new taxes, right? Just one more simple example. But, new and improved. I mean, that's right. That's a slap right in your face. Rick, the Earth is expanding. Does that mean, if you think about this, the outer layer is expanding the most as compared to inner layers?
I don't know. I'm going to presume so, yes. But
all right, so if we have,
would be what causes the sinkhole, is that the inner part is expanding faster and the outer part can't keep up, collapses.
Okay, so if we have pipes in the ground and wires in the ground, and the coefficient of expansion is different, there's going to be breakage. There's going to be leaks and broken wires everywhere as the Earth continues to expand. Rick and I will be right back after these commercial announcements and top of the hour news.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.